WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another dose of modern stoicism, your daily shot of wisdom for navigating this crazy thing we call life. I'm Brooklyn Weston, and let's be real, relationships can be a roller coaster, right? One minute you're riding high on that wave of connection, the next you're staring at the tracks wondering where it all went wrong. But guess what? Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to build strong, resilient relationships based on mutual respect, and I'm talking about real, lasting connections, not just surface-level likes on social media. Ever felt like people don't truly see you? Like they only care about getting something out of the relationship? You know that feeling when someone talks over you or dismisses your thoughts as if they're insignificant? Yeah, we've all been there. But Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our own actions and reactions. We can choose to treat others with respect even when it's hard. Now, building strong relationships isn't about being a doormat or always agreeing with everyone, hell no. It's about recognizing the inherent value in every individual, understanding their perspective, and engaging in open, honest communication. That means really listening to what others have to say, even if you don't agree. It means expressing your own thoughts and feelings clearly and respectfully. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid connections. 1. Practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Imagine what they might be feeling and thinking. Try to understand their motivations, even if their actions seem confusing or frustrating. This doesn't mean condoning bad behavior, but it does mean approaching situations with compassion and understanding. Think of it like this. Life is tough for everyone, right? So a little empathy can go a long way in building bridges instead of walls. 2. Value authenticity. Be your genuine self. Don't try to be someone you're not just to please others. True connections are built on authenticity and honesty. It's okay to have different opinions and perspectives, but be respectful in how you express them. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's the foundation of deep, meaningful relationships. 3. Master the art of active listening. This is more than just hearing words. It's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Pay attention to their tone, body language, and facial expressions. Ask clarifying questions to show that you're engaged and interested in understanding their perspective. You know those moments when someone really hears you, that feeling of being understood? That's pure gold. 4. Set healthy boundaries. You have the right to protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. This doesn't mean being closed off or unapproachable. It means knowing your limits and communicating them clearly to others. Setting boundaries creates a foundation of respect and allows for healthy interactions where both parties feel valued and supported. 5. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison, and expecting the other person to die, it only hurts you in the end. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, but it does mean releasing the anger and resentment that weighs you down. It's a gift you give yourself, allowing you to move forward with grace and compassion. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that time you had a major disagreement with a friend or family member? You felt hurt, maybe even angry. You replayed the conversation in your head, looking for ways they were wrong. Then, bam, you realize that focusing on their shortcomings isn't helping anything. It's just fueling the fire of negativity. But instead of letting anger win, you took a deep breath and tried to understand their perspective. Maybe they were feeling stress, or maybe they simply didn't communicate clearly. By practicing empathy and active listening, you opened the door for a more productive conversation. You acknowledged their feelings, shared your own honestly, and worked towards finding a solution that felt fair to both of you. Boom, that's building a strong relationship based on mutual respect. Remember, folks, relationships are a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the road, but by applying these Stoic principles, you can navigate those challenges with grace and build connections that truly enrich your life. So, what's one thing you can do today to practice mutual respect in your relationships? Share it in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going, because building a world of strong, respectful relationships starts with each of us. Until next time, stay wise and kind out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.